I'm going to try.
One of those things, you know.
The House Committee on Human Services on today, what did I say the date was?
This is an opportunity.
27th, May 27th, 2009. And I open up a work session on Senate Bill 313. And colleagues, as you know, after our last meeting, we, Representative Cowan and I, and I don't think anybody else, and we met with the DAs and with the, what are you guys?
Juvenile Rights Project.
Project. We had a large group, and we came up with, I think, two amendments. Nobody is delighted with, well, number 12, no, number 16 is the one that everyone agreed to.
16, okay.
16 is the one everyone agreed to. And number 12 is the compromise agreement that we reached. And I got a letter from Kevin Neely this morning at 7:24 that said he would not oppose it on the floor. He's hoping we can meet again in 2011 to make some other changes, but he's okay with these amendments. So what, yes?
I'm sorry, just to clarify which one we're on. Kevin said he would not oppose the dash 12?
The dash 12 and the dash 16.
He would not oppose either.
Correct. And on the dash 12, in meeting with Representative Judy Stiegler, she met with Representative Cowan and me yesterday, that we're putting in a line 12 and 16, 7 years of age, because apparently that is the age at which judges will take testimony from children, sort of.
Ah, okay.
Madam Chair, may I make a suggestion, since you have that as a blank?
Sure.
There on dash 12. I could support the dash 12s with this if you would insert age 12 for that. And the reasoning behind that is because that happens to be under law right now at age 12 for your first degree sexual crimes of first degree rape, first degree sodomy, unlawful penetration with foreign object, and also first degree sexual abuse. And it just so happens that that is that number, that age, where that all applies. And that, to me, that would be the right fit for where we're wanting to go. If somebody were to have that knowledge and they're only 7 years old, or if they're 12 and they've been a victim of one of those four crimes that I've identified, and we've crafted this bill in such a way that protects them, or the suspect, this, that would be sad, you know, from an investigator's perspective as well as prosecution.
The perspective from the DAs, as I understand it, was that, if you remember when Kevin Neely was here, he was talking about speaking out for those who can't speak for themselves, and that's why he included homicide.
Mm-hmm.
And younger children who can't speak for themselves. So that's where the seven-year-old came. So I would have a hard time going with 12.
Okay, well, then, I mean, basically, you're protecting a suspect then from the four major crime, I mean, sexual crimes is what you're doing.
I don't think so, Representative. I think you're.
I'm sorry, can I?
Go ahead.
This amendment creates an exception to the privilege for those crimes that you mentioned. So, I mean, they would still have to, the parent would still have to testify in those cases. And in fact, the list of crimes that I sent to you, and it's listed on your SMS, the accepted crimes are actually broader than that, because the way it was drafted, rather than the information I gave you, which is what Juvenile Rights Project gave me, was their intention. But the actual crafting of the amendment ended up including, they just used the language felony, not Class A felony. So that then extends to rape 2 and 3, sodomy 2 and 3, sexual abuse, assault 1, 2, and 3, manslaughter 1 and 2. So it's a broader range than what I gave you. I don't know if that makes a difference to, but the privilege would be accepted for all of those felony crimes.
And what I'm trying to do, too, is pass some legislation that when it goes back over to the Senate, that the Senate can accept, and I know that they would not accept that.
Madam Chair.
Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just an opportunity, I think, to get on the record my thoughts in this whole process since I've been working with you as we went along. I want to first of all say that I fully support the concept of the integrity of the family and the right of and the opportunity for children to confide in their parents. I frankly think that if that's going to happen, it's most likely to happen before attorneys are ever involved in a particular criminal situation, that the more likely scenario would be that a child would come home and or have lived with a difficult situation for some time and then come to their parents and say, I have something to share with you. And when eventually the attorneys get involved, they're the ones that start telling them that they can't talk to anybody. But that being said, I was also very concerned about contacts that I had had from the district attorney in my district and others wanting to make sure that we protect victims who cannot speak up for themselves. And I felt that very clearly the exemptions to privilege around homicide and what I, as a non-attorney, non-law enforcement person, somebody who doesn't know what any of the right words are, look at as serious sexual abuse or injury, shaken baby from a babysitter, any of those kinds of things. So I'm appreciative of the work that went into it. I do think that the Dash 12s have some rather broad exceptions that in fact, may run into a little bit of challenge on the Senate side, but I think they're justified, or at least as a first step, as we try to move through this kind of a maze as to balancing those needs of protecting the victim and maintaining a family's integrity. And I will freely admit that we were sort of trying to pull age to fill in the blank kind of out of the sky and thinking about children and when they're ready to start school, being more communicative and able to share their thoughts and in the right setting be helpful in figuring out what's happened to them. And when we started talking about 5, 6, 7 years of age, that's when, with her background, I appreciated Representative Stigler's input that there's something that I won't again say correctly in the juvenile proceedings that have to do with at age 7 or less than 7 or 7 and older, the courts accept the testimony. And so that's kind of from my perspective where that number came from. It's nice to know that you haven't just made up a number, but there's something to base it on. I understand Representative Olson's other age that has something to do with other statutes. But I just wanted to share my thoughts on how we came to this. I think this is a reasonable compromise, and the fact that no one is perfectly happy with it is probably a good thing in a challenging piece of legislation like this.
Thank you. Good point.
Representative
Olson,
are you wanting to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair. All right, reel me in. Okay.
I still have this little thing here.
Oh, wow. This, I got to tell you, this bill, I'm just absolutely struggling with some. I mean, you know.
I know.
To be able to come here, and I know that you've got good intentions on wanting to move this bill forward and everything, but this is a bill that needs serious, serious work, and we're running out of time with it. And I grant it, the Senate passed it, and it's over here in front of us and everything. But it's one of those things where it's not done in the dark and then just moved quickly through to have something, and then we review it back later to see whether or not we need to do amendments to it or whatever sometime down the road. I would absolutely love to work on this during the interim, and I'm not saying that to try to stop this puppy now, But this, I'm feeling extremely uncomfortable with this bill. And you know, Representative Callan said working through a maze. That's a great description of what this bill is all about. And the final thing, I don't know, you have a member from the Multnomah County DA's office as well here, and maybe they might be, as well as Elizabeth Beckler, might be able to share a little bit of, and shed some light for us what the Dash 12s are. I'd be interested in that, as well as the Dash 16s. I don't know if you're interested in doing that.
You know, it feels like we spent a lot of time on this, both in the last committee meeting and on Friday afternoon. So I think that there just comes a point where everybody is not totally satisfied, and we need to pass some legislation, and that's my intent this morning. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Chair. My question is on the Dash A16 amendments, and it's Section 2, the first sentence, or the first part of the first sentence, where it says a parent may not be examined in a criminal action. Does that mean when the child's the defendant, in no way the parent can be examined, even if they want to be? Or is that just if they don't waive it? And when I read that, you know, by itself as an amendment, and it sounds sort of like even if the parent wanted to testify, they wouldn't be able to.
This is the one they all agreed on.
This is the one that everyone agreed to.
I understand everybody agreed. I haven't agreed to it yet, so I'm trying to understand what it says.
But it is possible.
May I?
Yes.
If you put that in the context of the A engrossed bill,
mm-hmm.
It takes out lines 5 through 9. The next part is the privilege created by this section may be claimed by the child, the parent to whom the communication is made. My understanding is the privilege has to be claimed. The parent has to stand up and say, I'm claiming the privilege. So if they choose to be, I think that's been the intent all along. And then you go down to line 17 of the A engrossed bill, and it says the privilege created by this section may be waived by express consent to disclosure by the child or the parent. So they can choose to disclose.
They can still waive
yes.
it even though in this part it says they can't be examined.
Right.
Later on in the bill they can waive that. It seems like it's kind of both ways. So I just wanted to understand it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Anything else? What I would like to do is pass this bill this morning. We have two amendments that I would like to pass. We also, since we didn't get the amendments until 3:30 yesterday afternoon, we don't have the fiscal. So I would like to, what's it called?
Suspend the rules.
Suspend the rules to pass it without the fiscal. Representative Boone somehow did not get the communication that we're meeting today, so she is probably a half hour or so away. So what I'd like to do is pass this so that we can move on to the rest of our lives. If people are in agreement, I think Representative Huffman, do I understand you're okay, you're willing, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I understand that you still have some misgivings.
Yeah, I'm going to be opposed to the bill.
Okay. So what I would like to have is if one of you gentlemen would be willing, since Representative Boone is not here, to agree with waiving the, what's it called?
Suspending the rules.
Suspending the rules. I think I need 6 votes for that. So
just involves the fiscal statement,
right.
Yeah. And we had a no fiscal impact previously. Is
right.
that correct?
So I'm sure there will be none, but we have to suspend the rules. So would you be willing to? Great. I really. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'll vote to suspend the rules.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Do you want to represent the town?
Yeah.
And we need to adopt the amendments first.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 313A without the fiscal or revenue impact statement being available for review.
Do we do that first or adopt the amendments first?
We usually adopt the amendments first if you want. I'm sorry. Hand that to Representative Callan or whoever you want to make the motion.
Thank you.
Disregard that.
Representative Callan.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash 12 and dash 16 amendments to Senate Bill 313A.
Representative Callan moves to adopt the dash 12 and 16 amendments dated May 26, 2009. Is there any discussion? Objection?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. I do object.
Okay. So, Keith, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Freeman?
No.
Representative Dembro?
Aye.
Representative Maurer?
No.
Representative Van Orman?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Cowan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Boone?
Absent.
Chair Tomei?
Aye. Having received the required majority, dash 12 and 16 amendments are adopted. Oh, do we need to say in there that we put in age 7?
Age 7, I think that was generally understood by the...
That was not in the motion.
It was not.
Okay, well then...
Madam Chair, may I ask that we rescind my motion, and I'll try it again.
Okay.
I think you have to have unanimous approval of the committee to do that.
Yeah, we want to reconsider the dash 12 amendment because technically we just adopted it, so we want to reconsider the dash 12 amendment.
It's not a unanimous.
I don't believe it has to be unanimous.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we reconsider the dash 12 for the purpose of filling in the blank that was overlooked.
Representative Cowan moves that we reconsider the dash 12 amendment to put in the age on lines 12 and 16. Any objection?
Do we have to specify the age?
Yes.
We will now. Okay.
Okay. Seeing
Thank
none,
you.
Representative Cowan.
Madam Chair, I move that we fill in the blanks in the dash 12 amendment to read on lines 12 and 16. 7 years of age, and then move to readopt the dash 12 amendments in their entirety.
Representative Cowan moves that we put in the ages of 7 on lines 12 and 16 to the dash 12 amendment, and that we pass the amendment in its entirety. Any discussion? Any objection? Oh, great.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Oh.
Do it again.
Do the roll call, Keith.
Representative Freeman.
No.
Representative Dembro.
Aye.
Representative Maurer.
No.
Representative Van Orman.
Aye.
Representative Huffman.
Aye.
Representative Cowan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
No.
Vice Chair Boone.
Absent.
Chair Tomei.
Aye. All right, good. Now.
Now we suspend the rules.
Oh. Okay, so do you have... Okay,
I do.
You.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 313A as amended, with the fiscal revenue impact statement being available for review.
Representative Olson moves that rules be suspended for the purposes of voting on Senate Bill 313A without the fiscal or revenue impact statement being available for review. Any discussion?
Undebatable.
Okay. Those of the opinion that the rules be suspended for the purpose of voting on Senate Bill 313A without the fiscal or revenue impact statement being available for review will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Seeing none. You guys are great. Thank you. Motion carries. The rules have been suspended.
Ow. Madam Chair, while Representative Olson is recovering, I move Senate Bill 313A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cowan moves Senate Bill 313A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. I think this is the wrong committee. It's a bill that has not been fully vetted. And there's a lot of things I need to do in my life, like eat and sleep, but pass this bill is not one of them. And I think it deserves a long, thoughtful conversation with people that know the intricacies of the law and the history of law, and I will therefore be vehemently a no.
Thank you, Representative. Any other? Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate your concern for families and others that have stated the need to try to make sure that families are protected in these proceedings. However, I've balanced that with the need to make sure that victims have their rights protected, and also the tools that we give our DAs. And I just struggled basically with the need to even have the privilege. So I will be a no vote, but I do honor your commitment to the families, and I do believe very much in the family unit.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Dembro.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say that, you know, I do believe that this, although there are legal intricacies involved here and we've been barraged with them, you know, I think that to a great extent this does come down to a family issue, and something that, you know, as I've thought about this, has become increasingly important to me that this privilege be created. I'm one of those who feels not entirely happy with the compromise. You know, I think the subsection A, I think, is overly broad from my perspective. I think I mentioned last week that I would have preferred the exception to be more narrow. But, you know, I think that this will be an important step for Oregon, and I don't believe that it will impede investigations where they need to be. So I'm supportive of it.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? Representative Van Orman.
Well, I would just like to repeat what I said the other day, that in all of this, I still have to think about the child. And regardless of what's happened, I personally feel very strongly that a child ought to be able to rely on a parent.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Thank you very much. So we have a motion on the table, so we're ready for a vote. So Keith, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Freeman?
No.
Representative Dembro?
Aye.
Representative Maurer?
No.
Representative Van Orman?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Representative Callen?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Boone?
Absent.
Chair Comey?
Aye. Having received the required majority, Senate Bill 313 passes. Thank you very much, committee. I really appreciate your work on this and your commitment. And so I will carry this on the floor. Thank you.
Good.
What? Did you want to carry it?
You didn't ask me.
You are a great committee. I appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you very much. So I've talked about what the schedule will be for the next couple of weeks, and so we won't be meeting.
Yep.
We do meet Friday. We're talking about meth, but we won't be meeting the following Monday, next Monday. Representative.
Would it be Pat Keeley to just email, and one email, a succinct, this is
yes,
what we're doing.
I'd be happy to do that.
Thanks.
Anything else?
So Friday, we need to be dressed up appropriately for a nice photo.
Oh, right. We never did do that.
We'll do that Friday.
I was dressed appropriately at the last photo op that you told me about. I mean, I put it on my calendar.
Oh, really? With that, we were
close. And today, we got the memo on the
House Committee on Human Services. Thank you, committee.